famous Phil Hendry show. Looking like the I'm Margaret Gray.
Yes, this is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm Phil Hendry. Is this some Drake that we haven't heard?
Well, this is off the mixtapes that you've been finding hither and thither.
Oh,
I'm
the reason. Oh, man of the year. Jeez. Yeah, I'll bet. Welcome to the program, folks. Now, you got to get off to dinner. Is that your problem? It's not a problem, but I got a little. I'm kind of crunched for time. And I don't usually do this to you guys, but, you know, we got a show, but I...
We have a show, but your mind is on a million different things, and I don't know...
We're not really sure. Is that... You want to do it that way, huh?
Yeah, I want to do it. Don't worry about it, man. I'll get it done.
All right, as long as you know, because when you get going fast... You know, you get going fast, Phil. You make garbage out of it. You have to hope you're aware of that.
Well, no, I wouldn't say he makes garbage out of it.
I think I do, but I won't go fast, all right?
All right. It's your funeral, you know.
Thank you. Welcome to the program.
Well, I'm trying to make you feel bad.
No, you wouldn't do that. Welcome to the program.
What are you watching over here?
Can I get the...
Fine, but what is this?
Don't you that's NASCAR.
Oh, it's the stock cars.
Yeah, don't you see too good?
I see fine, bud. I just wondered what are you talking about? You're watching stock cars on a Thursday night or what?
I guess it must be some race. I don't know what it is. So whatever, man, you know,
not man, ma'am,
whatever, ma'am. So welcome, folks, the Phil Hendry show. For this is a Friday, and so we're actually watched, you know, we're doing this on a Thursday. The whole thing's just really weird. Nonetheless, guess what? Our winner from yesterday, first of all, our listener was Melody Roth, who won a free download from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Melody had, she had the winner, and she had the winning quote. The winner, of course, was Pastor William Renick, 68% to 32% over Chris Norton. And Melody's quote was, I believe it was something about...
She beat the... Pastor Renick beat the Holy Spirit right out of Chris Norton.
Beat the Holy Spirit... Right out of Chris Norton.
Well, I hope you check that out with Pastor William Wandworth.
Pastor Wandworth?
Pastor William Renick, because it sounds a little bit sacrilegious.
Well, I think we did, didn't we? Yeah, we did. We had him on yesterday. Now, the brand new bar fight begins today, and this is the first fight of our semifinal round. And it's going to be Ted Bell versus Pastor William Renick.
Now, a lot of people have been tweeting and complaining and saying you're not giving Pastor Renick a break. He's got to jump right in and fight. I don't know that I disagree, but I don't know that I do agree. I don't know that I like it, but I don't know that I don't like it. I don't know that I... Right, Margaret. Well, you know what I mean.
Well, you know what? We're all given these burdens to have to... sort of climb ourselves over top of, so that's just one of them. Now, the next one, Margaret, will involve you and Ted, or not you and Ted Bell, it'll involve you and, wait a second, what's the fight?
The fight is Ted Bell and Pastor William Renick.
That's right, I hope I said that right.
I don't remember. Do you, bud?
No, I don't.
I wasn't paying attention.
Fine, great. Well, then maybe the audience wasn't either. Ted Bell and Pastor William Renick beginning today,
Next week, it'll be me and Bob Green. Oh, baby, what a...
You're feeling confident.
Confident? Let me tell you something. Usually, I'd get myself into a little bit of training, but no, this is going to be no fuss, no muss.
You know, Margaret, I hope you're not wrong, because Green, you're giving him every reason to want to go into that ring and destroy you.
Let me just tell you this much, homeboy. I can go into that ring next week. I don't even want to say...
Well, it's going to be that messy.
Yes, it'll be that messy.
So that's Margaret Gray, and that ought to be interesting. But until that time, we've got other things we got to do today. We have As You Like to Hear Them Today, featuring Donald Trump. Now, you know, this will, I guess, how many times?
I think this will be the third time.
Yeah, third time we've had Donald Trump on.
Okay.
But it's like you've got lockjaw or something. Third time,
I'm just trying. I'm reading and I'm announcing, okay? I'm reading and I'm announcing.
And you can't do both at once.
It's very difficult.
Okay, so we're going to have Donald Trump on today on As You Like to Hear Them, as you know. More contretemps, more controversy, more of everything, much, much more. You get more of everything here with the Donald Trump presidency, so we're going to have him on As You Like to Hear Them, which is the interview of celebrities where they must tell the truth. Ted Bell will be with us. We also are, I believe, we're going to have Frank Gray, right?
Well, Frank's going to be commenting on the 20 attorney generals who have put their name to a petition where they want an independent prosecutor. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, what's that about, Mr. Senator?
I don't know. It's like, I guess they want an independent prosecutor, right, General?
Well, they want to have a guy that they're to prosecute. They don't want to prosecute anybody, but what they want to do is investigate this thing away from the Congress of the United States, which they feel is too partisan, and the actual Attorney General's office, which is this guy Sessions, who recused himself.
He recused himself.
What's that mean?
It's like he got up from the table to wash your hands or something.
He got up from the what? What are you talking about?
That's what I would like to be recused.
I want to go and wash my hands.
By opinion.
No, bud.
That's not it.
No, it's not. Recuse means he's removing himself.
Why'd they say he's going to remove himself?
Because he says he's recuse.
It's recuse, not recuse.
All right, Phil. You. I'm trying to talk to Dumbbell over here and at the same time trying to maintain a shred of dignity on a program that slowly
strips it from you?
Yes.
So, without further ado, we're going to have those guys and more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, but of course we simply must look at the traffic to find out what's happening out there with Bob Bakian and the guys. Hey, Robert, what's it up?
What's it up? Well, I'm coming to the right here, Phil. I'm just trying to get that.
That's my new intro. What's it up?
All right, what's it up? It's going Zeeland, and we're going Zeeland. If you know the Zeeland, you're going to know that's not very pretty situation out there down the downtown. We're going to the guardrail right now. You're going to hang out of the guardrail and go to roller skates this morning. It'll be very, very advisable. Go to the fast lane, the roller skate lane, and get out of the fast lane, go to the go-kart, too. Just take off that 15 freeway, go out of the high bond, and take the side off there, the interchange, on the 3rd Street, the interchange of the roller skate and roller derby. Hey, let's go to Skyboy. Hey, hey. What's it up?
I saw the last night thing, and there's a Boing Tang, and Lester Poontang's out there with Poindexter, too. Let's go over to Boing Sky, baby, sweet tail.
Hello, da-da-da-da. I join my sister, yes,
Poindexter, where have you gone? Yeah! Yeah! Boing Sky, baby, sweet tail. Oh, Poindexter.
Hi, Rick DeVivi here for the Russian Troll and Bot News Service. Right, you know something? A lot of us don't want to work all that hard. We don't want to think all that hard about the future of this country. You want your news, you want it quick. If you want news directly from the Russian Troll and Bot News feed, all you have to do is go over there to either InfoWars, Breitbart News, or Fox News. They get all the big, big stories, all the latest big bot and troll stories, all the real weird stuff from Russia. Don't miss it now. The Russian News feed direct to you on Breitbart News, InfoWars, or Fox News. You want Russia? You got it, baby. Hi, everybody. It's Rick Ganini, and I sell insurance. I don't sell insurance. I sell insurance. And let me tell you what. You need the best kind of insurance for your family these days. Got car insurance, health insurance, home insurance, flood insurance. Rick Ganini Insurance. Yeah. You visit me, y'all, okay? I'm at Casper Mountain, 2121 there, underneath the mountain. Just go on in, drive in. We're indoors. It's all indoors. It's underground in the bunker at Rick Ganini Insurance. Rick Ganini Insurance.
Can I get insurance?
No, ma'am, I told you. Some people are so fucking stupid. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. All right, we got our traffic out of the way.
Yes, we did, and Frank Gray is anything but out of the way. Going to join Frank Gray out at Belmont Pines, which is where he is doing his golfing today, and Frank's going to talk with us about this. There is some kind of a letter, right, Margaret?
Well, there's a letter from 20 attorneys generals to the Attorney General of the United States of America. And, Frank, you have a little bit more of the details, I know, on this. This is a letter that would ask for a special prosecutor. Is that right?
So this is a letter, and these are 20. Now, she, as you know, followed through on previous threats and fired, meaning Donald Trump, fired James Comey in the midst of the agency. You got that?
Yes.
All right, so now 20 state attorney generals or attorneys generals.
Not attorneys generals.
Okay, I'm talking to Biff Wondervac, who is my caddy today, and she's also got the info on...
Let me just jump in here, Frank, for a minute. Frank Gray suffers from gender confusion, so he gets the...
Yes, he gets his genders wrong, so he calls he's hers, and he calls hers he's.
Okay, go ahead, Frank.
And 20 attorneys general, is that the plural?
Attorney generals.
Well, then why, if you say the attorney general's possessive, like there's the attorney general's house.
Now, attorney general.
Well, then make up your mind, Wunderlach, all right? 20,
Is that Biff Wunderlach?
Yeah, do you know her?
Yeah, I think he was in the service with my son. I'm not sure as... Well, I could be wrong. Ask her. I mean, ask him.
Hey, Biff, were you in the service with General Shaw?
I don't know.
She doesn't know. Can I go on?
Go ahead.
All right, so... representing nearly half the country in both red and blue, having signed a public letter to the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, Rod Rosenstein, urging the appointment of a special counsel. Now, following Donald Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey in the middle of the investigation, well, that's about the same thing that we have going on there. But this is a very, very important thing, and the reason why I thought it was important is I thought I had the names of these people, but I guess I don't. So,
Frank, why do you think this is important?
Well, it's important because what's happened now is that the, for instance, let me read some of these names. Did I mention Schneiderman? I mentioned her, didn't I?
You mentioned Schneiderman, but you don't have the other 20 names.
I don't have the other 20 names.
Did you lose them out on the golf course?
Swing around back, go down the fairway here. I gotta see Wunderlach. Let's go down the fairway.
All right.
She's gonna drive me down the fairway here and see if I can find it.
Four.
God damn you! Hold on.
Frank, are you all right?
Hold on. Hey, Bikini. What are you trying to do, man?
I don't know about.
I'm out in the middle of the fairway. I'm looking for a piece of paper.
Good shot.
You hit me in the back of the head, you. Hey, Bikini. You do it again, I'll sue.
Yeah, right.
All right, keep going. I got hit right in the back of the head by that goddamn thing.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. It was a pop fly. It's only 20 yards from the tee box.
More like 320.
320, my ass. Go to that marker. Sir, go to that marker. Jesus Christ, it is 320. Well, I can't find it, Phil, but let me tell you this. These attorneys generals said that they, and by the way, I want to comment on Sarah Huckabee, if I could.
Sarah Huckabee has taken over as the,
He took over as the press secretary when Sean Spicer, she had to go and do her Navy commitment. So Sarah Huckabee, who is the daughter of Mike Huckabee, she must be a very proud father to have her daughter take over as the press secretary.
Well, but she's taken over a very uncomfortable situation, hasn't she?
Oh, I don't know if he has or not. I mean, look, Sarah Huckabee, he knows the score. His father has been in politics. For a daughter like he is to watch a father like her, I think that he gets the idea as to what's going on.
All right, so what about Sarah Huckabee?
What about Sarah Huckabee? I'll tell you what about Sarah Huckabee. First of all, God damn you, fuck, hold on for a minute. I'll tell you.
Hey, I can't, Frank. We're going to have to hang up.
Wait. Look, Slauson, was that you?
Yeah.
That almost hit me. You wonder back, get me the hell out of here, will you? Get me the hell off this fairway. So anyway, today Sarah Huckabee Sanders, or Sarah Sanders Huckabee, whatever his name is...
It's Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I think she's married.
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, he's changing his name because he just wants people to think he's married. The blushing bride. Anyway, so Sarah Huckabee today...
What was so funny about that?
I didn't hear anybody laugh. Sarah Huckabee today said that I don't think that he acquitted himself very well. He had a very difficult time answering the questions of the press. For instance, Major Garrett, you heard her, right, Phil?
I saw Major Garrett ask a question about the reasons for the firing.
Well, that's it entirely. And Major Garrett kept asking, well, listen, Huckabee, or Huck, or whatever they call him, I'm sure they're very familiar with him, even though he's a new press secretary, and he is a female as opposed to Spicer. She was a male.
Where is Sean Spicer again?
Sean Spicer's doing her Navy duty. I thought you knew that.
All right. Well, I read something about that. So Huckabee there is confronted by Major Garrett and a few others on the timeline.
Well, not only on the timeline, but here's what happened was Trump said that she fired Comey, it was all her decision. Then comes Huckabee and says, yes, that's right, it was all her decision. And the day before, he told everybody that this was after she'd gotten advice from other members of the Justice Department. Now, they changed the story, so there he is standing there for all the world, and he's brand spanking new at the job. He's the daughter of a major player in the Republican Party, and either he's lying through his teeth or Trump is lying, but somebody's lying. Somebody's got to be lying.
All right, well, for the people that are not familiar, essentially the story goes like this, and we're going to have Donald Trump on, as you like to hear them, in just a moment. The story...
Oh, yeah, as you like to hear them. I contend that even though they're supposed to tell the truth, I think they're lying. Oh, God, they lie.
Lie like a dog.
They lie just like a dog.
The story is as follows. That Trump decided that he would fire Comey, that Comey had bugged him for whatever reason, a number of reasons.
Well, she said she was grandstanding. Can you imagine a president of the United States like Trump? She's upset because the attorney general's grandstanding. That is such a little tiny baby. What a baby.
All right, well, let's, Phil, continue with the timeline of this thing. No, it's no big thing, but it's just that the day before, the president said that it was all about her. Excuse me, not her. Now I'm getting confused.
What are you talking about?
The day before, it was the advice from Huckabee. She said that he took advice, and that's why it was decided that way. Then all of a sudden comes the interview with Lester Holt of NBC News.
Did you see that? She did a great job, Lester Holt. I'll tell you, I underestimated her. I used to watch her on that NBC 2020 where they found dead bodies. She's a far better reporter than that.
Well, but yes, absolutely. Then the president said, no, I didn't take any advice. I had already made the decision, even though I took the advice. The other thing that was interesting is the whole thing about asking about the investigation.
Well, that's where she gets into trouble. Trump said that, yes, she did ask Comey, was she under investigation? And Comey said, no, you are not. Trump said that she called one time she did call indeed herself. And Comey then said, you're not under investigation. I'll tell you something right now. Any way you want to slice it, Trump's got two different stories going here. Her ass is in hot water. And I, you know, with the respect to the presidency of the United States, and I recognize that Trump is a father and a husband, as well as the leader of the free world, but even as a father and as a husband, she's in big trouble.
Talking to Frank Gray here, and he's out on the golf course there today, but was trying to get to the story about these AG. It doesn't matter about the attorneys generals. There's 20 of them, though, that have signed this letter for an independent prosecutor. So where do you think we're going to be going with this, Frank?
Well, there's no question. Here's what I think is going to happen. I believe that she's going to continue to foul up and continue to foul up. And pretty soon she'll foul up so much that even her supporters will begin to ask, listen, what are you doing? And that will be the moment. That will be the moment when Trump has to either submit herself for further scrutiny and really get to the bottom of things, or she'll just completely rebel and hide herself away. You know that song by the Beatles, Hey, You've Got to Hide Yourself Away?
Well, I think it's, Hey, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
Oh, say, is that it? Hey, you got to hide your Trump away, you know, is what is going to happen.
I mean, I know what you mean about when the supporters begin to fall away. That's when you're really in trouble. But can his presidency even survive?
Well, she's going to have to come clean then. If the base is beginning to crumble because she's not telling the truth, she'll have to say, all right, let me just tell you how it is.
Yeah, Dick, she.
What is wrong with Dickman?
He's confused about, never mind. What's your question, bud?
Well, do you think that she, is he?
What the hell?
I think I know what Bud wants to ask. Is she, no, I don't know what Bud wants to ask.
I was going to say.
Anyway, Dick, you think about it, Dick. The
name's Bud.
Who, you?
Him, he's Bud.
Oh, what did I call her?
You called me Dig.
All right. So that's where we are right now, and I wish everyone concerned all of the very best. But I'll tell you, it's going to be ugly, and I can't imagine it getting less ugly. I think it's probably going to become just as sinfully ugly as it could possibly get in, you know, short of time. So,
Frank Gray, thanks, Frank.
All right.
What did he say anyway?
I don't know.
Well, Frank is basically, he wanted to get on and talk about how these attorneys general were going to...
You said that pretty good, the attorneys general.
Yes, we're going to ask for an independent prosecutor, but he got sidetracked by your questions about Trump's timeline and that sort of thing.
Well, it has to be asked.
You gotta know about the timeline before you can prosecute him.
World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Join the United States Marine Corps. Yes, they're looking for a few good men. Defend this country, the greatest country on earth, and become a Marine. You'll get into one of those landing vehicles. You'll go out and do reconnaissance. You'll become a rifleman. You'll do all the great things that Marines know how to do. Invading islands and islands and islands and islands yet again. Taking over small protectorates and republics. Protecting the country from all four corners of the earth. Storming the beaches. Falling from the sky. Flying jets. Riding in boats and planes. Yes, the Marines. Only the Marines. The U.S. Marines.
Oh, forget it.
Well, there was a time you could come on out here under this beautiful spreading oak tree, smoke a joint, get high, listen to music. Weren't too many people around there to bother you then. Well, times have changed, certainly have. Now you need a medical marijuana license. You got to find yourself a proper dispensary. You can't buy from some guy off the street. Forget that. Yes, times have changed. But at Dexter Werner's Medical Marijuana Dispensary, we do things the old-fashioned way. Give you some rolling papers, give you a pipe, get your ass out of here. Go on out there to the parking lot, smoke yourself the biggest, fattest bowl you've ever had in your life. Go on. God, get out of here. That's what we do at Dexter Werner's Pot Exchange. Dexter Werner's Pot Exchange has been around 10, 15 years. Sometimes we're legal, sometimes we aren't. But you know what? You can always smoke yourself a big, fat bowl. Get yourself a big, big, big damn flower weed. Some of that real high potency stuff, real high grade stuff. Get high. Get high or get lost. Get high or get gone. That's our philosophy here at Dexter Werner's. Dexter Werner's Pot Exchange. Get high or get gone. I've been high for 21 years on life, and then I got high on weed about a month ago. How do you like it? It's all right. Dexter Werner's high grade marijuana that gets most people high, but not Charlie here. Since 2011. I just made up that date.
And now, the Phil Henry Show, it's time for As You Want to Hear Them. An interview with a prominent celebrity or a public figure, and they can't lie. They must tell the truth. Now, for As You Like to Hear Them, Phil Henry.
Thank you, bud. And today, for a return visit, of course, it's Donald Trump, and it's got to be Donald Trump because there's so much going on. I don't know where to begin. We welcome Donald Trump on the air with us here on the Phil Henry Show for another edition of As You Like to Hear Them. And, you know, we're going to try and do the very best we can here for you, Donald, in the time that we have allotted to find out what, you know, I don't want to say what the truth is. I don't want to intimate that you've been lying, but have you been lying?
Well, yes, I have. Of course I've been lying. I've been lying.
Why?
I was going to say why.
Why? Because I didn't get my story straight the first time, and in order when they called, you know, asked me again, when this guy Holt asked me again, and I didn't know, first of all, and I have not, you know, well, I do have something against black people, but I try to hide that. And when I sat down, I knew Lester Holt was black, and I said, can I get an interview with a black guy, because that will make me look like I'm not racist. And I was able to take a look at him for about a half an hour to an hour the day before, and that got me used to staring at a black guy that was going to be asking me questions. Because it's difficult to just, if I could explain.
Well, this is getting to be a long explanation here, Mr. Trump.
All right, well, hold on. And you notice that I'm not going to hold you to calling me President Trump, because I realize it'll be futile, but I would like you to call me President Trump, because that, my ego.
We understand. So tell me about the Lester Holt thing.
Well, here's the thing. Lester Holt, I stared at a picture of him for an hour the day before, so I would get used to being, you know, told what to do by a black guy. I consider having a black man ask me questions that I have to answer because I'm going to be on TV. I consider that a black guy telling me what to do. And that's hard for me.
Why is that? Is that your upbringing?
Yeah, it was my upbringing. My father was a rabid racist. He was, you know, in a demonstration. You heard about that.
Well, there's something in the New York Times about your father being at some demonstration with the Klan.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, of course, what we did in the renting houses. So we've got a problem with dark-skinned people, my father in particular. So, and he brought me into that philosophy. So I don't want to seem racist because it's bad for business, especially if you're president of the United States. So I stared at this picture of Lester Holt for a long time, and I kept saying to myself, he's going to ask you questions. He's going to ask you questions. It's a black guy. He's going to ask you questions. It's a black guy. And I let myself feel it, Phil, in much the same way that actors do. When they get ready, they feel the emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't you believe me?
No, I believe you. I'm just, it's weird to listen to, but I believe you.
Well, this is how I get ready. You have your process. I have my process. So I stared at the picture, and I went, you're black, you're going to ask me questions. I won't get pissed. You're black, you're going to ask me questions. I won't get pissed.
All right, so, and you did look like you at least held on to your cool in that regard, President Trump. However...
By the way, thank you for at least one member of your crew calling me President Trump.
You're welcome.
But it's not going to be you.
No, it's not going to be me.
Excuse me, but I was asking a question.
Go ahead.
Thank you, President Trump, for answering those questions. Now... let's talk about, you're talking about staring at Lester Holt. He was the one that asked you the question, did James Comey, did you ask James Comey if you were under investigation?
Yes, that's exactly right. And
why did you ask James Comey that?
I asked James Comey that because I was, well, first of all, James Comey, you volunteered it, and then I said I heard it. At a committee meeting, and I said that everyone knows it, and I was being very vague.
So, in other words, you didn't hear it anywhere else, did you?
No, I didn't. No, and
were you lying?
I was lying in the, but it wasn't me saying, "Oh, I think I'll lie." It was just, it's natural for me to say everybody knows it, everybody hears it, and then to make something up. So, yeah, I guess I was, but it seems very natural for me to do that. No, I hadn't heard it anywhere else, and people weren't talking about it, and. And the fact that, you know, when you're under investigation, you are sent all these papers. I don't know what it is to be sent a lot of papers, although I have been under investigation before in my life. I found out after the fact.
Well, if you're under an investigation and they don't really want to know if you're being investigated, they're not about to send you papers.
Well, that's right. But I didn't really know what I was saying when I said that. Now that you say it and a couple of other people have said it to me, I realize that I sounded pretty stupid, but... I do sound stupid, and I'm trying to correct that because I don't think it helps me. Do you think it helps me?
No, I don't think it helps you. I think people may feel sorry for you, but I don't think that helps you ultimately. Tell me, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. President, what the timeline...
There we go. You just called me Mr. President.
Right. I'm going to give you that respect. What's the timeline on this thing? When you wanted to fire Comey, when?
I wanted to fire Comey as soon as I saw him getting more press than me.
Okay, so it is an ego situation.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. I am flawed deeply. I'm such a big, fat baby that I get bothered when other people have more popularity than me. So when I saw that James Comey was being A, he was more popular, B, he was saying stuff that people made, they thought he was a big hero. So there was nothing, there was no downside to what he was doing. And so I called that grandstanding, and I called that being a, you know, a glory hog.
You realize that he was compelled to go and testify before these committees.
Yeah, I know, but I still call it grandstanding because he's sitting there and he's just acting. He's you know, he's tall. He's taller than me. He's way younger than me, and he and people respect him, and they don't respect me. And he was just getting more love.
All right, so Trump, this is it. When people get more love than you,
General, I'm not finished. I am your commander in chief.
No, you're not. I'm retired.
Don't I still have to give him orders?
No, I don't think you can.
You're not going to give me orders. Take it from me. Believe me.
Wait. Yeah, so what's your question?
I don't have a question. I'm saying this is your problem, Trump. You get your little feelings hurt when other people get more love than you. You got the look on your kisser of some rich kid that no one's paying attention to at his own birthday party.
All right. Well, you're right. Because that's how I was when I was a little kid. I looked at the other kids. I saw that they had more toys. I saw that they had more of everything, so I got resentful of that because even though I had a lot of money and I had a big house and I could buy anything I wanted, the kids didn't really respect me or like me. They didn't really want to hang around with me because I guess I was just sort of a punk, you know?
You weren't aware of how much of a punk you were.
Not really. My father kept telling me how great I was, and although he did tell me that I didn't really measure up yet. My father never really told me that I measured up to him, but he would say that. And then I had my mother, who was making fun of me all the time and telling a lot of loud jokes and intimidating me. So
you had a tough childhood.
Well, don't feel sorry for me because now I'm an adult and I'm an asshole, and probably should be impeached at some point down the line.
This is as you like to hear them with Donald Trump, a celebrity interview whereby the individual, the object of the interview, must tell the truth. So you had decided that you were going to fire James Comey, but then you asked for advice.
Right, because I hadn't really decided. I decided to fire Comey. I decided to fire Comey last weekend. I just got nuts. All the stuff started to accumulate. I was laying in bed staring at the ceiling. I tossed and I turned. I asked Melania. She told me to drop dead. She told me to get out of the bed because I was keeping her awake. So I went into the living room. I laid down on the couch. I looked around. It was driving me crazy, Phil. That's when I decided to fire him.
This past weekend?
That's correct. This past Saturday night. On into Sunday. So that'd be 10, 9, 8, the 7th, the 6th, and the 7th.
This May 6th and May 7th, you decided to fire him.
That's right.
All right, because you said that you'd already made your mind up long before that.
I know, I was lying about that.
All right, so you're lying. And the letter that you got from this Rosenstein recommending, etc., you said that that's why you made your mind up, but you really hadn't?
I said Rosenstein recommended it, and so that was it. And then I said, no, wait a minute. I made up my mind. The reason why I changed is because I don't like it to appear like I don't have control out of every single situation. And when I said, well, you know, I got advice, that I didn't like the way that sounded. It sounded like I was weak.
Even though it was true.
Well, yeah, it was true. You know, but it also wasn't true because I held off for a long time.
Well, what came first, you deciding or these guys giving you advice?
Well, them giving me advice, saying they wanted me to fire them. I wanted to do it, but I didn't have the guts. Shit.
Watch the phone.
Oh, sorry. I just didn't have the balls. But when I saw him, when I saw Comey sitting there.
Go ahead, take your time.
When I saw Comey sitting there, and he's, everyone's going, oh, thank you, you know, and.
He cried.
Shut up, bud.
And everyone's saying, well, Mr. Director, was he being wiretapped? No. Made me look like a liar.
But you were lying, right?
Yes, but.
If you're lying, Trump, you're lying. Nobody was wiretapping you at Trump Tower.
No, I know nobody was doing it, but he.
But he said it out in the open made you look bad.
Made me look bad, yeah. And then he comes back another time and wants more money for the investigation, and he's back up there another time talking about more email. I don't know what he's talking about, but all it did was make me look bad, and I felt bad. So then I said, I'm going to fire him.
Now, you realize that that was, as they say in the business, optics. You know,
yeah, I know it was bad optics, but I couldn't help myself, so I fired him.
So it's all about your ego.
Yeah, but you got to understand, yeah, it was about my ego, but he stuck my face in it and he squished my face down in the mud.
Mr. President, you really got to pull it together, okay?
I put it together, but he stuck my face in the mud and he squished it and squished it and squished it. Until all I kept saying, please stop. Everybody hates me. And Comey's there going, no, I'm going to keep on doing it, keep on doing it. I had no choice, man. I just pulled the trigger. I had no choice.
Well, you realize what you've done, right?
I don't care. Go ahead, do what you want with me.
You realize what you've done? You've obstructed justice in many ways. Many people read this as you meddling in the judicial, in the investigative process, meddling in the prosecutorial process, meddling in this entire case, and you've corrupted it.
So what? Go ahead.
Are you all right, Mr. President?
No.
Losing it. I mean, this guy, he's gone psycho.
All right, sir, we're going to let you go. All right. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, who at the very end there...
Well, it sounds to me like the guy's got psycho or something, you know?
Well, I have to say, it is a bit of a... He's just collapsed emotionally.
Yeah, it sounds like he's all in a heap and collapsed emotionally.
So, there you have it.
All right, well, I'm sure we'll hear more from President Trump in the weeks and the days and the months, as we like to say here on the Phil Hendry Show. Ahead of us, Ted Bell coming up in just a moment. We'll get a little read on things from Ted. As you know, the bar fight His bar fight is coming up beginning tomorrow, or excuse me, today. Ted Bell versus Pastor William Renick. That is the semifinal number one, baby. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Marvin's Double Flush. Hi, I'm Marvin Coella. I developed Marvin's Double Flush to give you double the effectiveness. Two distinct flushes with a pleasing scent and bleach. The next thing you know, the bathroom is like heaven on earth. Marvin's Double Flush. Pull the chain and get twice the cleansing and scent power. Marvin's Double Flush turns your bathroom into a Garden of Eden. It turns your bathroom into a luxurious arboretum of freedom, love, and festivity. Marvin's Double Flush. Pull the chain for Marvin. Marvin's Double Flush is available at Ace Hardware and Crisco Auto Parts.
This Jay Sanders, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Your kids are at risk. They're going for the brown. There's no more crystal meth. We've been able to get a handle on that. No more cocaine. Be able to get a handle on that. And we've been able to get a handle on the green. That's weed. But we have not yet got a handle on the brown.
The brown. Citizens Auxiliary Police new target.
The brown is something every kid gets hands on. You drink coffee? Okay, no problem. I'm sure you like your espresso. And I'm sure you like a cafe latte too. But the brown is the pure crystal ground up coffee grounds that young people, young drug addicts, and young scientists, young laboratory scientists, can take into the laboratory and turn into
brown.
A brand new snortable drug from your major coffee makers. Who would ever think that, well, the people there at Folgers or the people there at Starbucks or wherever else, in all of their well-meaningness, would come up with
brown.
You see a kid trying to snort it up. When you see brown going up a kid's nose, going up his nose, not coming out as, you know what, you got problems.
Brown. Contact the Citizens Auxiliary Police if you see brown in your neighborhood. Yeah. Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Ted Bell. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Right on.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Well, I tell you, Phil, here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, there's never a better time to enjoy sporting events than on the weekend. I know that the big bar fight between myself, the semifinal between myself and Pastor William Renick, is coming up this weekend. Remember to go to Facebook page, Phil Henry Fans, and vote for me, Ted Bell.
All right, Ted, so that's what we were going to talk about. You're up against Pastor William Renick. Have you got any feelings on this?
Well, you know what? It's all for charity. It's not for charity. It's actually, we're not raising any money at all, are we?
No, not at all. It's a promotion to get people interested in the Phil Henry Show and our fan page.
Well, I'd like people to know this, that I have donated some 10,000 square feet of our storage space in Los Angeles, California, for the final big netcast of the big bar fight.
Now, you have there a lot of bar stools, a lot of tables.
Right. Everything to approximate a bar. And the final bar fight, even if I'm in it, I'm going to go all out. I don't know who will be in it. I feel that I will be in it. I feel that I ought to be able to take this guy Renick. I don't want to get him pissed off at me. But I do feel that I'll be able to take him, and then I'll be in the final. And I'll tell you something. This is going to be great because you are allowed to pick up anything, throw it, smash your head through a wall. Doesn't make any difference at all.
Now, I'm told that we have Pastor Renick on the phone.
I don't give a damn. Bring him on.
All right, well, let's watch the language. Pastor William Renick, how you doing, Pastor?
Very good. I just wanted to just very briefly touch base with you. I heard what you said there, Ted. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm grateful for you to donate in that bar room.
More than my opinion.
Well, I'm grateful you donate that bar room, but I will tell you this right now. I think you underestimate. Just because I'm a preacher doesn't mean I'm going to go soft on you.
I don't know. You're telling me that you're gonna go all out. You are a preacher, so I don't think you have it in you. You know?
Whoa, baby! You don't think I got any what?
You don't have it in you to go to. The killer instinct is what you're gonna need.
The killer instinct's what I'm gonna need. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the killer instinct is definitely something you're gonna need, and you're gonna need it. And excuse me for saying this, in spades. You understand what I'm saying?
Dickman, why don't you shut your mouth? That's unbelievable you say something like that.
But you don't, you're telling me you don't agree with that.
I agree with it to the degree.
You agree with it to the degree that it could be true.
But I think like I said, this, I'm not like any preacher. Why'd I even call up?
Well, there's a good question.
Yeah, that's what we're all asking.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, no.
Let him go. Let him hang up.
Well, see, now he didn't know why he called up because he was on unsure ground. He wasn't among friends, so it's going to be very interesting. But it's this week, and people can vote on it over at philhenryshow.com, or excuse me, they can vote on it at facebook.com/philhenryfans.
Right on our on our fan page, go ahead and check it out. Good luck to you, Ted. Good luck to Pastor Renick. Now, Bob Green, Margaret.
I was waiting for this call. That's all right. Put him through.
Bob, you were.
Yes. No, I fully expected him to call.
Well, we have Bob Green on the line. Thank you very much, Ted. Hey, Bob. Bob's in the bathtub. How do you like that? Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing great, Margaret.
Yes, you're in the bathtub.
Yes, I'm in the bathtub. I had a very hard day. And, Margaret, I heard your comment that I will be no problem. So you think because I'm 5'4" and I wear a hair system that somehow you're going to pick me up and throw me around the room like I'm just someone's punk? I mean, I you know, you can think what you want and do what you want.
No, that isn't why. It's because I'm an experienced bar fighter.
Oh, you're an experienced... Oh, Jesus. You know, the things that I think that are... Ah, it's fucking hot, man! It's hot!
What happened? Did you get hurt from the hot wah wah?
I'll see you next week. Owie.
What a pussy.
Folks, that's
Well, that it?
Yeah, that's it, man. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the show today. This has been the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're more than grateful for your patronage. Great, so what happened? Did he burn his little wiener?
See, that's what you're dealing with there.
I don't know what happened to Bob. Go ahead, call him up and find out if he's okay, huh?
Say that again.
Call him up and find out if he's okay.
All right.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1. Right on. All right, guys, see you tonight. Tonight for our BSP chat, join us. We'll be BSP chatting at 9 o'clock Pacific. Tomorrow, it is our Saturday cinema. And then, of course, on Sunday evening, every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, it is a live feed, a live stream of us producing our show for Monday. Join us for all that and more. And don't forget to go over to facebook.com/PhilHenryFans and vote on this week's bar fight between Ted Bell and Pastor William Renick.